DCS 400, 6 Headquarters, 70, Hawaii. Subject, off-duty hours, craft shop. Location, Fort Shafter Craft Shop, Wild Track Sound. This is sound reel number 2 to go in conjunction with Spec 4 Largent's camera rolls number 1 and 2, Spec 4 Jollof's camera rolls number 1, 2, and 3, and PFC Johnson's camera rolls 1 and 2. This is 18 November 1970. This is sound recorded Spec 4 Jollof. The following is a continuation of an interview with Mrs. Donna Moore, Directorate of the Fort Shafter Craft Shop.
One of the most favorite crafts these days with everybody, including children and adults, men and women, is pottery. In addition to hiring local artists, we do try to hire nice-looking young ladies, which we find will entice our military population to come to our programs. We offer 3 classes in pottery, 1 in hand building, 1 in wheel throwing, and 1 in glaze techniques. The glazing of a pot is much more involved than glazing. The glazing of a pot involves quite a bit because one has to mix our glazes from scratch. This involves a whole class. The glazing of a piece of pottery does finish and enhance the pottery piece. Therefore, we do offer this one class in glazing techniques. The glazes are weighed and measured. Another area of the multiple craft center along the pottery line is mold pouring. This is using plaster of Paris molds, which are prefabricated, into which one pours liquid clay. The plaster of Paris absorbs the liquid clay until it becomes leather hard. The mold is then cracked open and the finished piece comes out. We craftsmen don't feel that this is a particularly creative craft. However, a lot of creation does come in the finishing of the piece. We use stains, glazes, sgraffito to accomplish this. This is a craft that is very popular, mostly with dependent women. They derive great enjoyment out of seeing a finished piece and perhaps giving it as a gift. Back to the graphic art department, we have printmaking classes in silkscreen, either on fabric or paper. We normally provide most of the supplies for all these classes, where the participant only has to buy the very basic supplies, which are available in our sales store, which supports all our classes. For instance, if one wanted to make a pottery piece or a leather purse, they would buy just the clay or the leather itself. In photography, all they have to buy is the photo paper. In the wood shop, all they have to buy is the wood involved. We supply all the sandpaper, nails. The equipment is, of course, provided free, as is the instruction. Another popular craft which is going on these days is the craft of batik. Not only do we teach actual ancient batik methods using tajang needles and waxes and special dyes, but also we find the men are very interested these days in doing tie-dye. This is a method whereby one takes a piece of string and ties it around the cloth and dips it in the die. Where the string is, the die does not take. One can walk around the post and see many tie-dyed shirts on the men during their off-duty hours. An average evening's population here in the craft centers would be approximately 100 to 120. During the pre-Christmas season, our attendance rises sometimes to 160. And one of the crafts that causes this, or two of the crafts, I should say, is candle making and also Christmas card printing. The candle making class is taught by Judy Creamer, who is a dependent wife here at Fort Shafter. She has gone out and learned many different techniques which are new to candle making. We not only pour the prefabricated commercial molds, but also we make sand-casted candles using beach sand, foil candles using foil as the mold, and actually one can use anything they can find around the house as a candle mold. We also do dipped candles. And during the pre-Christmas season, we teach our patrons how to decorate these candles so that they can give them away as gifts. One of the big selling points of the craft center is how cheaply everything can be made. With prices rising as they are, we find that this is one of the big reasons why people come here. Of course, this is true in Christmas card printing also. We have just at this point started a Christmas card class, which is very well attended. About 20 people came. If there had been many more people, we wouldn't have had room to work. We are teaching block printing and silkscreen techniques. One gets a feeling these days that the whole world is becoming crafts-oriented. When we find that a great amount of enthusiasm in our leather and jewelry classes, one begins to think this way. Our jewelry classes are held in conjunction with our lapidary shop. We teach lapidary every evening, and it's a kind of open workshop here. There is not much in the way of indigenous materials in Hawaii except for corals and olivine. Our sales store does offer a wide variety of stones and tumbling materials from other parts of the country, which we get from the mainland and from the Near East, the Far East. In our jewelry classes, we teach the lost wax casting method. In this way, one can make a lapidary stone and then make the setting to fit the stone. What happens is that the wax model for the piece to be made is made of wax. This, of course, is the most difficult part of the whole process. Once this piece has been made in wax, the whole thing is invested in a plaster and silica mixture. When this hardens, the flask is placed into a kiln and heated quite high until the wax burns out completely. In this way, a mold remains, which is then cast with liquid metal. Once the plaster is broken down, the hardened metal comes out, and you then proceed to finish this piece by filing and buffing, etc. Forged jewelry can also be done here, but we feel that the lost wax process does help draw one's attention to the native natural products that are here in such abundance and beauty. One can, of course, also cast bugs and flowers. One night we had someone cast a lizard, which came out perfectly. He was dead, of course, before he was invested. The Craft Center also offers two leather classes, one in purse belt and garment construction, and one in sandal making. The store provides, the store makes available hard carving leathers, which are also used for sandal making, and also beautiful suede for garment construction. There are a great many vests and skirts and even some pants made here. We are at the moment without a sewing machine, so everything has to be sewn by hand, but we feel it does look better this way. One can make a pair of sandals for about $5 here, and when one goes downtown and sees how much handmade sandals sell for, sometimes up to $30, they do realize the benefits that the Craft Center does offer. Because Fort Shafter has such a large family population, we feel it's important to include children in our program. We offer children's classes throughout the fall, winter, and spring, each day a different age group. The classes meet after school, and they cover everything from pottery to leather making. In the summer, we offer an accelerated program through the youth activities branch. We have had some very successful programs with the children, including tours to local galleries, to the Art Academy here, and to a foundry where they witnessed a glass-blowing demonstration. They were extremely excited about all this because we feel that very often the children don't get to see these things, and we feel it's important to offer them when we can. We try to keep the military population here informed of all local goings-on in the crafts and in the arts. We try to keep the military well-informed as to the most recent goings-on in the civilian artist community as far as exhibits, openings, and gallery shows go. Just recently, the Craft Center helped in conducting the Armed Forces Art Festival here in Hawaii. We were quite proud when one of our outstanding military men won first prize in graphics. We also offer a class in copper enameling. This is melting powdered glass onto copper. One can really make very beautiful gifts with this craft, even wall hangings, ashtrays, and all kinds of jewelry. These are just some of the things that are going on here in the Craft Center right now. We, of course, have plans for the future, which include weaving, etching, which is a method of printmaking using a large press, and also an electronics craft shop. We feel that there are many men here who are interested in electronics. Of course, it's becoming more and more popular. And we feel that this is one of the things that should be included in our Craft Center. The entire reason we are here, of course, is to offer a recreational type place where military people and their families can come to not only enjoy themselves, but to make something which they can be proud of. At the same time,